Well, there we go. What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on Monday morning. Yeah, it's a victory Monday, but it doesn't really feel like a victory Monday after an ugly win against the Jacksonville Jaguars, a team the Packers should have blown the doors off of, but allowed them to hang around with a bevy of mistakes by Green Bay, some lackluster play, a lack of emotion, that's according to the head coach, and general sloppiness all around. When your two best offensive players in Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams gift wrap possessions for the opponent on a day when you're having trouble moving the ball, you're going to play tight, close games. And that's what the Packers did. Thankfully, the defense woke up, found some fortitude and emotion there at the end, got after it, and shut the door for a 24-20 victory. Winning ugly is back in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Obviously, I believe the theme all week will be the lack of emotion that we saw from this team. You can't lead your press conference with it as the head coach and not expect people to talk about it. I do think they maybe didn't play down to their competition, but certainly did not get up for the game. Something they're going to have to look at, because they cannot be rolling into November and December with a lot of games coming up in Lambeau and just roll out of bed and expect to get the victory. I don't care if it's Jacksonville. I don't care if it's the Chiefs. I don't care if it's the Seahawks. I don't care if it's the Cowboys. You got to come to play each and every week in the NFL, and that's why Matt harps on it. But for whatever reason, it was stayed and kind of dead there at Lambeau yesterday for the second game in a row. Got to turn that around, 100%. Hello to everybody in the comments section. Good to see everybody. Carry the G. Gilbert starting us off with a super chat. What's up, buddy? MVS starting to show something. Hope he keeps it up. The consistency is all you can ask for. You know, obviously he had that big drop in San Francisco, got everybody frustrated. But since then, it's been pretty on point. He absolutely came to play yesterday. No question about it. He had a number of really nice plays. Not just obviously the big touchdown that everybody will see in the highlights repeatedly, but a number of other catches that helped move the chains, helped keep possession, really became a bit of a security blanket yesterday when Rodgers needed one. So absolutely agree. Definitely need him to keep it up. Let's see what else we got. I think I got another super chat here. I'm not quite sure. Corey, thanks for the super chat. Games after a bye week and mini bye featured uncharacteristic mistakes by a flat, uninspired Packers team. Additionally, we haven't looked great in poor weather at home. Why do we want the number one seed? Well, hopefully because you're rounding into shape towards the end of the year and not playing your worst football. Always want home over away. 1,000%. That's just me. You guys can disagree. And we can still love each other as Packers fans. Did the Jaguars have any negative run plays yesterday? They did, Paul. Two or three. Ray, 17 cannot drop the ball there and still want to be considered the best wide receiver in the game. Well, he can do whatever he wants, actually. But yeah, it's a tough look when you've spent all week, or not, you haven't spent all week. The media has spent all week talking about how you're the best wide receiver in the game. And then to come out and have a couple of drops, one can charitably put down to Jacksonville making a play, but the second, certainly not. And then have the fumble, none of that. None of that can happen. Ben Baldwin's computer has been scorching hot from him typing criticisms. Justin, who cares what Ben Baldwin has to say? Come on, especially about the Packers. Come on. You're going to take some computer nerd Seahawks fan and give any credence to anything he types? Come on. Why was there virtually no pass rush until the final drive? It's a good question. They certainly seem to come alive there at the end. And you heard Rodgers and LaFleur talk about how that final drive, there was finally some juice on the sidelines. Guys were into it. And things were relatively quiet up to that front. I will say, however, they were affecting the pocket. You know, the interception that gets thrown that Amos picks off, that's because the pocket is collapsing. And there were a number of other times that guys at least were making the quarterback move off the spot and the pocket was being kind of affected by the pass rush. So while they were not getting home and they were not sacking the quarterback, it's not like it was non-existent. Now, on the same point, there were a number of times when you saw guys just get absolutely stoned. You even saw Gary. Gary had a number of really embarrassing-looking speed rushes. But when it mattered, they certainly turned it on. That's all you can ask. Good morning. Good morning, Brandy. How are you? I heard the Packers need a hype man. I think they need Corey Banky sitting in his grandpa's seat. Just Corey Banky. And then play all the normal stuff, like roll out the barrel, do the beer races, all the stuff that Rodgers was talking about after the game. just Corey Banky, he'll get him hype. Does this run defense just want you to tear Packerman apart? Not really. They are what they are at this point. You know, I'm anytime they get a stop against the run, I'm just really excited. You know, it's going to be hard for them to change their stripes midstream, but all I can ask is for consistent effort. And I saw that for the most part yesterday. I would like to see some more Kamal Martin. He only played 13 snaps. I do think he would make a difference. But, hopefully he gets on the field a little bit more because, you know, they are suspect against the run, and I think they always will be. Amos INT was because the tight end slipped. Got to disagree with your police work there. He made a great break on the ball. Yes, the tight end is out of position, but that's not why the INT happened. The quarterback had to throw it early. INT came because Amos read the quarterback's eyes and knew he was releasing it. He made a great break. When the Smiths go talk to Rodgers as to what to look for, it tells you something. Well, I don't know if the Smiths went to Rodgers. Rodgers seemed to walk out onto the field and tell them something. And I do think that's going to get overblown quite a bit. Kamal smoked the running back on a blitz. Yeah, that was pretty fucking fantastic. Made me kind of jump out of my chair during the watch party. One of the few things that did. Oh, Alex, Darnell Savage? More like Darnell Average. I don't even think that makes sense, dude. This team needs light reading, maybe The Art of War or Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Lots of established pros, leaders playing for the NFC North / one seed. What's going to spark the juice? Andy, we'll find out. But hey, a noon kickoff against the Jaguars, I understand not getting up for it. It's inexcusable. I get it, but I kind of get it. That's just me. And then you see, look at, I love this. A win is a win, Aaron. Get over it. Why do I have to get over it? I'm happy they won. Because I don't express myself the same way you do. I have to get over it. Like what? Man, the internet is so weird. Mo Nation, thanks for the super chat. I'll be at the game this week, masked up and loud. That's what I'm talking about, buddy. Carry the G into enemy territory. Josh, thank you for the super chat. Did Matt LaFleur call the timeout at the end to force MPT to rush four instead of three? No, is my guess. But I'm toying with asking Matt about it because it sure looks that way. I just think he wanted to get on the same page, and Mike probably just changed the call. But yeah, it's an interesting look, no doubt about it. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Our win was better than the Seahawks win. First, baby. I'll take it. Packers in first, baby. William, thank you for the super chat. I was at work yesterday. How did we really play? Keep it up, Nags. Thanks to the super chat, William. Sorry you had to miss the game. You didn't miss much. They just were out of sync on offense all day long. They had a few nice plays. Big hitter to MVS for a touchdown. Devontae should have had two touchdowns. He had one taken away from a holding call by Billy Turner that, to the letter of the law, probably was holding, but you've certainly seen that go uncalled in numerous situations. But yeah, they couldn't get anything going early. And as for the defensive side of the ball, they did allow a little bit too much when it comes to the run game. The biggest issue probably was in special teams giving up a touchdown return on a punt. And now there are a number of new guys in there because of all the injuries and the new guys that are up from the practice squad. But as LaFleur said afterwards, it's pretty inexcusable. Like I said at the start here, turnovers, they had a horrible interception from Aaron Rodgers and then a bad fumble from Devontae in their own territory. You allow those things to happen, you're going to keep a bad team in a football game. But the Packers, thankfully, found a way to win. Jennifer, good morning. How are you? Lance Martin back with the thoughts. I love it. The punting has been horrible. I don't know about horrible, Lewis. He did have a nice one down inside the five, but inconsistent, I think that's a definite label that you can put on J.K. Scott at this point, especially backed up in your own end of the game. Got to flip the field, at least get him out of your own end. Just comes up with a shank at the worst possible time. I understand it's windy. I understand it's cold, but you're the punter in Green Bay. That's half your season is windy and cold. If you can't punt in inclement weather, what are you doing punting in Green Bay? I mean, I like the kid, and I think he's got some talent, but the inconsistency is absolutely killing them. Can't have it. How much difference did Dan Quinn make? Not a lot, Kurt, seeing as he's not employed at the moment. Guys, I don't think Patton's getting fired in the middle of the season. I just don't see it. Just, this is your team. David, thank you for the super chat. Did you have a bad flashback when it was 4th and 26 at the end of the game? Love listening to you every AM. Go Pack Go. Thank you, David. Yes, I did. A terrible flashback. Thankfully, it wasn't a repeat of 4th and 26 in Philly. Like, God damn, I don't think you can see 4th and 26 without thinking about it. I tried to think of the 4th and 26 that Tom Crabtree ran in for a touchdown on a fake field goal against the Bears, but for whatever reason, it's always the Eagles game that overrides your mind as a Packers fan, unfortunately. Riley, thank you for the super chat. Let's give it up for Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Love it. Absolutely love it. Fire capers, all caps. Cool. Steven, thank you for the super chat. Bucks looked terrible 2 weeks ago versus the Giants and looked amazing yesterday. These weeks happen, R-E-L-A-X. Yeah, they looked tough, looked rough against the Giants and then looked like they didn't even show up against the Saints. And then they smoked the Panthers yesterday. It is a week-to-week league, as I keep telling people. That's what we get for drafting punters from Alabama. Daniel, you're singing Corey Benke's tune right there. Aaron Brandt, thank you for the super chat. Rumor has it J.K. Scott is still recovering from that juke. Yeah, that was not pretty. What is Jace up to today? I haven't seen much of him. He certainly wasn't involved in the game plan yesterday. I'll tell you that. Grant Rose, thank you for the super chat. Front runners indeed. Why is that so true? Just seems like this kind of team that, you know, they get a lead, they're cooking with gas, and they just never look back. But as soon as they fall behind or hit some adversity, and they just seem to short circuit. It didn't bite them yesterday, but, you know, they face a quarterback who can actually hit the broadside of a barn. It might. So, yeah, man, I don't know. It's an unfortunate look, but seems to be what they are. Eeyore said the Packers aren't who we thought they were. They're exactly who we thought they were. Just hit some adversity. You know, these things happen, man. This is a long season. It's a long season. You're never who you are in September. You're never who you are in October. You round into shape in November, and then you are basically who you are in December. And you want to be playing your best ball in December going into the playoffs. November, you stumble along, find your way, I'm fine. December, that's when you want to play your best ball. So if winning ugly in November is the ticket, just get those W's, baby. Pick them up. Nags, thoughts on Matt LaFleur's comments on emotion? Not sure if he has ever been that fired up in a presser before. I don't know, Jacob. I don't know. I didn't consider him fired up there, although for LaFleur, that was pretty fired up. You're right about that. I did find it interesting that he offered that up right away, which is why I asked him about it, because I wasn't going to until he said it. You know, that kind of opens the door, right? But it's very clear that he feels it. Whatever the missing thing is, he absolutely feels it and can tell that it's not there. The problem is it's very kind of non-describable. You know, it's one of those intangible things that is going to be really hard to put your finger on. I'm with Aaron Rodgers in the sense that I think they just need to act as though it's a regular game and fans are in the stands, even though there are no fans. You know, play all the songs, do the roll out the barrel, get the atmosphere back in Lambeau, because right now you can tell it just feels staid and it feels kind of lifeless. I mean, there are opposing teams having more fun doing Lambeau leaps than the Packers are at this point. That tells you all you need to know. Other teams are coming into Lambeau and they're getting up for it because it's like, oh, hey, there are no fans here. Like, oh, we're doing Lambeau leaps. We're having a good time. The Packers are like, okay, guess we're just playing another game. That's got to turn around. This Lambeau Field, it's your house. Whatever it's going to take, they got to figure it out. Can they pump in Go Pack Go? They absolutely should. Why isn't there a Go Pack Go after every first down? Refs were struggling. Mike, I said the moment we saw the referee the first time on the broadcast yesterday, that crew is terrible, and they lived right up to form. They are god awful. That is an ultimate noon kickoff against the Jaguars, you know, B game reffing crew right there. You get Greg Jennings as your color commentator, that's the crew you get. Hi from the UK. Every week matters, but winning convincingly against the best teams is what matters the most. I don't care about winning ugly now. That is a healthy attitude. Hello across the pond. Aiden Flood, thank you for the super chat. Do the Packers have any sort of sports psychology professionals on staff? They do, actually. The theme of not being fired up after buys, mini buys, empty Lambo is odd. You have to think they'll look at it, but yes, they do. They have a psychologist on staff that is open 24 hours a day for the players to call and connect with. With the signing of David Bakhtiari, King looking like bye-bye, thanks for everything. Definitely a possibility, although the way the contract is structured, they've done a really good job of keeping his hit somewhat minimal next year. Now, I don't think that's going to mean much in the sense of whether they sign King or not, but it definitely, as Brian Gutekunst said, gives them flexibility, allows them to do what they want to do. Does anyone want to listen to Greg Jennings? Fox executives, apparently. That game was bowling shoe ugly. That's really good, Uncultured. You got that right. Love the extension, 69. Now go give 33 his money. Michael, I'm going to be interested to see how that plays out. You know, the sense that the offense is so different with him in there is very real, and you can sense it and you can see it. But, you know, the time that he's missed with injury, you know, given his 4 years so far, you know, he has missed a significant amount of time. So do you then turn around and hand this guy a ton of money if you can't count on him to play 16 games a year? I understand it's a really physical position and the guys get banged up there, but that's a pretty significant reason not to pay a running back. So I love him, and I hope they figure out a way to make it work, but I don't think it's a foregone conclusion. What is it? With Snacks on the Seahawks practice squad, can't the Packers just sign him off the squad and bring him to Green Bay? Stu, it's not happening. For the love of God Almighty, all that you hold dear, Snacks to Green Bay is never happening. He doesn't want to play in Green Bay. I don't know how many times I got to say it. Yes. Could they? Yes. They offered him a contract this summer. They reached out to him during the year. He doesn't want to play in Green Bay. End of story. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I couldn't see much of the game. You're the lucky one. But I saw that Preston and Gary came in clutch. Also, the NFL's got to show off the real stars of the league, the refs. Man, you ain't lying about that. But yes, Preston and Gary did come up huge. And Z did as well. Z collapsed a pocket twice there towards the end. So the guys you want affecting the quarterback and affecting the game certainly did so down the stretch. I bet 33 could be a heck of a slot receiver, too. He can do everything that you could ever ask anybody who touches the football to do. Nagler now Snacks to Green Bay. I love you guys. All right, I got to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers. Please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. And if you're so inclined to support everything we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon page, patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. Helps everything we do. Can't thank you guys enough for all the support. One last super chat. Boyan G, bringing it in. Boyan G, famous for his participation in the offseason trivia games. My guess is Zadarius had a sack celebration dedicated to his newborn son when he was snubbed by his own teammates. I agree. I said that on the watch party. He did this, like a thing, and then no one joined him, and he was like, the hell? I very, very much agree. I hope we get to ask him about it this week. Amar, thank you for the super chat. Just heard your words on JK and spot on, bro. Can't stand that crap. Well, you know, what are you going to do? Can't thank you guys enough. Thank you so much. I'll be back tomorrow morning. Packer Transplants will be back on Wednesday. Talk to you soon. Hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day.